Dr. Mike Wilcox checks in. He is the superintendent at RBB, and he's had a busy February. Dr. Mike, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you, fellas? I'm doing well.
How you feeling? How are all your parts there, Bionic Man? You doing all right?
Hey, I'm doing all right. You know, if everybody got along as well as I did, they'd never hesitate in having knees or hips done.
So and that's what Chuck Crabb told us last Friday. He's off to get fixed up and ready to go on the other side. So he'll be missing a few Fridays with us, but he's excited to get it all balanced up and working along.
Oh, yeah. Now, he'll be so glad that he's got that done.
Now, you've had a very busy February, and you had a board meeting here just, what was it, last week? And we're talking about $10 million bonds, and I just want to clear some stuff up for some people that I think comes out of there. It's a little crooked. You hear about the $10 million bond, and you see, well, you're going to have some new improvements in your bleachers and your fields on your athletics, but you're closing down an elementary school. It's really a case of apples and oranges because that money can't go in that direction, correct?
Exactly. Yeah, we're talking about different funds. As we have talked in the past almost year now, the numbers that we had to look at when it came to Steinsville and the funds that we talked about, the numbers that we would be saving out of that comes from our general fund and our capital projects fund. And we talk about that a lot at our meetings and at public and trying to educate everyone on how those funds work. General fund, of course, that money is generated from each of our students that come to our corporation. So that's why numbers was a factor with our building out there. And then the second fund is capital projects, and of course that's the upkeep of general upkeep of a building, such as pipes, carpets. You know, things like that, part of our utilities now come from things like that come from both of those funds. Then moving to our project, the total of 10.3 that we are talking about, our 12 connector classrooms, as we're calling them, between the intermediate and primary school, all of our outdoor facilities, and then our auditorium. That is bond. That is bonded money, and that comes from our debt service. And as many have heard me say in the past, between the years of 2020 and 2025, but you have to working on it 2 years ahead of time before it drops off. We're actually replacing that debt. We're paying off during that time our two elementaries, our two remodeling. Projects, a roof project, and bonding this money from that what we're retiring, and in that way we're not having to raise the taxes, property taxes, at all for our folks, for our patrons. So we're talking about two completely different funds here. So we are not for example, to be blunt, we are not closing one building to be able to do something else. In particular, the outdoor facilities, which have not been addressed in our last two major projects over the last two decades. And we have two major things there. The first one is safety and liability, and our age of liability here, our outdoor equipment for our own students who are participating, whether it be athletic or non-athletic extracurriculars. And also the other part of that, very simply, is curb appeal. You know, we want our community to be proud of our facilities, and we're not putting in the Cadillac, but we're not putting in the an El Cheapo either. You know, we're middle of the range of this quality, but getting the most out of our money at the same time in all that we do. So coming full circle, we're talking about two different funds. What we save from closing our building comes from capital projects and general fund that is in our yearly budget each year. And what we are bonding comes from our debt service or like our mortgage, that we are retiring some debt and being able to do this and keeping the tax rate the same so we can make these improvements and meet these needs without raising our taxes at all.
We're speaking with Dr. Mike Wilcox, the superintendent of the Richland Bean Blossom School System. And Dr. Mike, one of the things that you've made perfectly clear is Steinsville, as sad as it is for a local community situation, is going to close, and it's a fact of life.
It is, and you know, as I have said 5 years ago, in no way, shape, or form did I come into this superintendency with that on the agenda. In no way, shape, or form did I come here to want to do that. But it's come around to where I and the school board cannot ignore it.
Right.
With our numbers, since I've been here, having dropped from 183 down into the 140s, and with the cost of what it would take to bring that building up to our other two elementaries, we just had to make a tough decision, one that none of us liked at all, because as I had mentioned to you fellas and our listeners, I was in the fifth grade when our school closed at St. Paul over in Decatur County, and I remember how that is. My mom and dad graduated from there, and that's tough, you know, because I do understand what that does to a community. When a small town, especially in Indiana, you know, where the school is the center of the community for so many years, your town dries up after the school's gone, and that's what makes this decision extra hard. We do understand that.
A year ago, one of the big issues we would talk about was ISTEP, and we've got ISTEP coming up again now. Is it just a done deal that you just there's nothing you can do about it? We got to do it. Is that why it's not a big controversial thing this year?
We're referring to the ISTEP.
Yes.
Yeah. You know, we just take it in stride here. You know, whatever rules they hand down to us, and of course our rules are usually a moving target, but we take that moving target and do the best we can with it. Last Friday, our buildings had ISTEP pep rallies and had the bands playing and had activities going, and the kids fired up and the teachers participating and the kids seeing that and emphasizing to them the importance to this and giving them confidence that hey, you are prepared. We have prepared you, and you're gonna do your best, and that's all we can do.
Let's change the subject. You had a great show of your divers at the state swim meet, and also you got the sectional tonight. We just were talking about that here on the radio station.
We did. Jacob Schunk finished 16th in the state overall, made the evening finals. And Wyatt Blake, I finished 23rd overall. A great showing, a great day for our program up at the IU Natatorium. And that's always a great scene there at the state finals. And both of those guys just represented us very well, as our kids always do. So that was a great day for them, a great day for their families, and a great day for RBB. And you're right, tonight we kick off at 6 o'clock, first game. Edgewood versus Brown County. Northview is the host this year, and we're looking forward to a great run here. You know, I'm in a position where I might make JB a little nervous, but I think we've got a great team, and I think it's a matter of it's all mental at this point. It's a matter of even though we've got some very quality opponents and are very capable of beating us on any given night, but at the same time, I think it's a matter of us not beating ourselves. And also, if we can get through our sectional, we've got a nice draw for the regional, where we could make a nice run. So sitting in my seat, I can say things like that.
Dr. Mike Wilcox is our guest this morning. And as we get to spring break right around the corner, huh?
Hey, it is. Yeah, week after next, it's that time of year. You know, I always say if we can make it to the spring break, we're just about to the point to where we don't have to worry about missed days. You know, we're probably 90% chance we won't have any days after spring break there for the first a couple weeks. But, you know, with ICEF and everything winding down, well-deserved for our kids and our staff, and it's always always a great time of year, that Friday afternoon at 3:30 when you take that deep breath and like, wow, we've made it to this time of year again. It's always a good feeling.
Mike, before we let you go, a lot of the schools are doing a review of their school safety issues. You've got meetings on that coming up too.
Yes, absolutely. We've met this week with administrators last week and this week already, meeting with our administrators, meeting with our directors, reviewing crisis plans. One of the questions that has come up a couple times that I will share just very quickly is, Mike, we looked on the website and we didn't see the crisis plan. That's a good question. And the each building is required by the state of Indiana to have a crisis plan that we review and are re-reviewing last week and this week. But that is by design if they are not on the website. And to be very, very blunt and clear, is to keep it out of sight of the bad guys. Those that would mean harm, we're not going to share with them and all. But we're going to have our kids and our staff prepped on and make RBB as and continue to make RBB as safe as we possibly can.